You're listening to SBS News.
Malaria is one of the world's biggest killers. 435,000 people die from the mosquito-borne disease every year, and of those, 250,000 are African children, making it a public health problem that consumes the scientific and medical communities. Dr. Pedro Alonso from the World Health Organization says this vaccine provides hope.
The world has been, for the last 100 years, looking for a malaria vaccine. And what we're witnessing today is the deployment, for the first time in history, of a malaria vaccine, which happens to also be a first vaccine against a human malaria parasite. So this is a massive success of the research community, producing a vaccine against the parasite, a vaccine against the malaria.
Known as RTSS, the vaccine trains the immune system to attack the malaria parasite. In clinical trials, it was found to prevent around 4 out of 10 malaria cases. Scientists say it's much harder to develop a vaccine against a parasite than it is to prevent a bacteria or virus. Kate O'Brien from the World Health Organization says this vaccine is no silver bullet.
As much of a milestone as it is an imperfect vaccine against a complex disease. But it's also a vaccine that has significant potential to save lives and deliver on the health aspirations that we have for all children around the world.
The rollout of the vaccine has begun in Malawi. It will then start in Ghana and Kenya. It'll be given to infants under the age of 2. They'll need 4 doses over 18 months. The vaccination pilot program will take place over 5 years, and it's estimated between 1.5 and 2 million children will receive the vaccine. Malawi mother Alina Tsitsi had no hesitation in having her young children treated with the anti-malaria injection.
My husband's illness from malaria prompted me to come here for the malaria vaccine because I heard an announcement in my village that the hospital was vaccinating children against malaria. Malaria is a dangerous disease. When I saw how ill my husband was from malaria, I was concerned that if my children got ill, it would be much worse for them. I don't want my children to suffer from malaria. That is why my child is getting the malaria vaccine.
There's good reason for Malawi having been chosen as the first African country to undertake this pilot vaccination program. It has one of Africa's highest incidence of the disease, as Dr. Michael Kayange from Malawi's Ministry of Health explains.
This malaria vaccine is very important for Malawi because malaria is a huge public health problem in Malawi. We see about 6 million cases each year, and we register close to 3,000 deaths each year. And per day, I would say we register about 8 deaths every day. So it's quite a huge problem, a public health problem in Malawi. And that's why this malaria vaccine, which has potential to prevent some cases and also save some lives, as a country, they were quite positive about it and they were happy that we're introducing this vaccine.
In the meantime, experts are warning families in areas prone to malaria outbreaks they must continue to use bed nets and insecticides because this immunisation program will take time to protect the people of Africa. Felicity Davey, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.